The director of Ethiopia's National Intelligence and Security Services, Temesgen Tirune Dinku, wrapped up a 2-day visit on Sunday in Khartoum, where he held talks with his Sudanese counterpart, Ahmed Ibrahim Mufaddal. A statement shared by the media department of Sudan's presidential palace says the talks dealt with the developing relations between the two intelligence agencies to ensure peace and security in the two countries and the region. The two parties agreed to cooperate in the field of joint training and sharing of experiences, enhance joint efforts in combating terrorism, organized crimes and transnational economic crimes, and address the issues of nationals of the two countries, read the statement. Khalifa As-Saddiq is a Sudanese analyst. He says the agreement could improve stability along the border and the region. As-Saddiq says Ethiopia could be working in improving its relationship with Sudan.
Sudan has been accused on several occasions of accommodating the TPLF rebel groups, but after this peace agreement, there is no more room for accusations.
On November 2nd, the Ethiopian government and Tigray forces agreed in South Africa on a cessation of hostilities, ending a conflict believed to have killed hundreds of thousands and displaced millions. As Sadiq says, the security agreement between the two countries is what he calls a good step for both nations.
There have been expectations of escalation along the border between the two countries, but after the signing of the peace agreement, I don't think it's the case anymore. I expect both sides to remain committed to what has been signed on sharing of security information, and it is for the benefit of both countries to have a secure and safe border without any problems.
Sudan and Ethiopia have both claimed a border area of Al-Fashaga, which created tensions between the two countries in 2021. Abdul Munem Abu Idris, a Sudanese journalist focusing on Horn of Africa affairs, says the security agreement could pave the way for resolving the dispute over Al-Fashaga.
This agreement can open the window to solve the issue of the border of Fashaga, and also it will pass the road for more facilitate the talk about the Ethiopian rice and dams. And I think if this agreement improve and implement according to what has been announced, it can make a big progress in Sudan-Ethiopian relations.
The Ethiopian intelligence chief briefed the deputy head of the Transitional Sovereignty Council, General Mohamed Hamdan Dogolo, on the latest development in his country, including the peace deal with the TPLF. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.